This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, a third attempt at consent-based siting for high-level radioactive waste. On Tuesday, November 30th, the Department of Energy, DOE, held a press conference to announce the third attempt to find communities, sovereign tribal nations, or local or state governments to host an interim federal storage facility for high-level radioactive waste from commercial nuclear reactors. DOE issued a request for information in which it, quote, especially welcomes insight from people, communities, and groups that have historically not been well represented in these discussions, end quote. In the past, almost all communities have rejected hosting such a site because it might become a quote-unquote forever site, as no permanent disposal site has been identified. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and Texas Governor Greg Abbott have both definitively stated that they do not consent to interim storage of commercial nuclear power plant waste at the proposed Holtec site in southeastern New Mexico or at Waste Control Specialist Interim Storage Partners site in West Texas on the New Mexico border. Despite the governor's statements that the states do not consent, Dr. Catherine Huff, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Nuclear Energy, said that she would be glad to hear from New Mexico and Texas communities, noting that those sites are proposed by private companies and are different from the consent-based process. Huff said she expects thousands of comments on the request for information. In the early 1990s, the first attempt was made with the appointment of a nuclear waste negotiator who granted funds to communities to consider hosting an interim site. The Mescalero Apaches of New Mexico accepted funding to consider it, but in the end rejected hosting an interim storage site. Under the Obama administration, a second attempt was made through a number of public meetings throughout the country, though no funding was provided. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, passed by Congress, supports the third attempt. It provides $20 million to DOE to begin the consent-based siting process, quote, to support near-term action in managing the nation's spent nuclear fuel and is an important component of an integrated waste management system, end quote. DOE asks for commenters to address questions such as, quote, how should DOE build considerations of social equity and environmental justice into a consent-based siting process? And what barriers might prevent meaningful participation in a consent-based siting process, and how could those barriers be mitigated or removed, end quote. On Tuesday, December 7th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Dr. Huff will be available for a virtual question and answer. Comments are due by 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, March 4th, 2022, and may be submitted to consent-based siting at hq.doe.gov. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.